This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg told reporters on Sunday that the company made a mistake when it failed to inform airlines, pilots, and regulators about a faulty warning light on the 737 MAX 8 jets. Investigators believe the warning light played a part in two deadly crashes involving the jet, one in Indonesia last year, another in Ethiopia in March. Those two crashes together killed more than 300 people. The CEO spoke to reporters at the Paris Air Show on Sunday. He said Boeing's communications with users of the plane was not consistent, and he called that unacceptable. Amid rising tensions in the Persian Gulf, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Fox News on Sunday that Washington would guarantee freedom of navigation for shipping through the Strait of Hormuz.
This is an international challenge. This is important to the entire globe. The United States is going to make sure that we do take all the actions necessary, diplomatic and otherwise, that achieve that outcome.
Pompeo contended that it was unmistakable that Iran launched last week's attacks on two tankers sailing through the narrow passage. The United States and the Taliban are scheduled to hold crucial rounds of negotiations in Qatar this week amid high expectations of a breakthrough in a nearly year-long process toward ending the war in Afghanistan. This would be the seventh round of talks hosted by the Qatari capital of Doha, where the insurgent group maintains an informal political office. The dialogue, which excludes the Afghan government, has primarily focused on the withdrawal of American forces from the country in exchange for Taliban assurances that transnational terrorists would not be allowed to use Afghan soil for attacks against other countries. For more on that and other stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A new report by SIPRI, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, finds that more than 800 people around the world are